Mr. Dobson, reel 14. You obviously had to keep yourselves clean. You mentioned earlier the rats.
Yeah.
Were they prevalent in the trenches?
Yeah, we've seen quite a few, but they did put poison down in that. And basically, of course, they had to put that DDT on the toilets and keep the other ones clean, you know. And, but we did see the rats, you did it. After getting the hole, we used to wrap them up and that just so they wouldn't get at them. You hadn't leave nothing lying about either, but you know, if you got a parcel of some so eat it. And so they had no waste.
There was nowhere to store anything, was there?
No, we used to just keep like in the other sat in there, like, you know. So it's all you had in the line, just like you change your clothing and all that, you know, with your clean socks and all that. I think we used to get the used.
So how often did you get to change your clothes?
Way, I think it was pretty regular, you know, dirtiness. I mean, because you had your shirt and everyone all the tight and your vests and all that, you know, and your socks were like, see, I had plenty of socks. I sat there, so I didn't really change them. And underpants and that. You had to really keep yourself clean. You couldn't go to the dogs, put it that way. There was had to go and get a scratch off rats. So we'd fall down and we'd go and then sleep in the bushes and scratch them. And I think there was some sort of disease. And we had to go back and get them. And you could always bet when they come back over the front or back here, the hair had been sheared all up in there. And I think there was a disease. They come back like the lads, they were all right.
What about other vermin, lice and...?
Yeah, lice that behave very short. We had really good inspections of the short hair, you know. I don't think there's anybody on one hair. I was better for it than short hair. But they wash, keep clean. And one thing I had to do when shoot, I wasn't a... I was a bullfrog or something. I wasn't a bloke, I did shoot it regular. So I wasn't so bad. But it was bloke, she wasn't there more.
Was there any water? Did you heat the water up?
Yeah, there were like some tablets. And it was somewhere it was down the bottom of the hill as well. It was a fire and heated up like a really lucky company called the area of the dealer. You know, lived down in the little bush. And I think we had them, maybe once a week, I think, where we used to. So you only do a grout up the line, you know, not too much, you know, so it should be pretty silly. For the bath, they had these baths, you know, different places. They were can clean it off. And then, you know, there was a lot of the Yanks had them. And it was very shallow as that. And you had to do that.
And how far behind was that?
Oh, it was very behind, like. We used to get so far up, you know, the reserve company and the wagons to pick it up. And so we had it, so one of the names, and he was quite good, I think, he was getting off one, he'd been out for a while or something. And he was getting off with the shell, come up, and they're living in the end, he's shot now. He was just so far up, and he
was. Was he in your company, was he?
Yeah, he was our company. I think it was one or two, the same deal that we were like, he was getting off the one, he'd been for a bath.
Just a shell come over.
Aye, shell. You know, just send them over now again. Just to tell you over there. And you get hit. You had a bit of him, when you played football on the time after that.
Were the stand twos?
Yeah, we used to stand there every night, just as we put them down, you know, and first thing in the morning. You hadn't been up all night there. Going to show you how to stand too. Because that was the in the field of the temple attacking. So, luckily, we didn't have any attachment like that. And we looked that way. But that stand too. And you know, you're on the go all night, that was when you did your work. That was when you got your rations up. Different things. You couldn't go out about things and fix them up, you know. And, we imagine 1500 wood truck from my watch into my lap. And of course, to the seat where they couldn't come on in my lap, and then I'm very worried. And I was sitting in the next side, ammunition. If we were short of it, I could move the engine or that to build them up. We had to do it at night. Most of what was done at night. Mm-hmm. During the day, it was sleep.
And that included yourself in your role within the headquarters?
Two or four of the lads.
Is that what you did most of? Is this your duty while listening in for the...
Yes, I did. That was one of the friends. Cheaply, I still could hear you. And I was sitting in the... Really, it's not... I'm not telling it. Must have been a cheat. Because I mean, I was on the overbases. So it must have been one of them.
Over the radio?
Yeah, I couldn't listen to them. That's how they knew when we changed over. You know, lessons to the English. And I mean, I knew the Canadians. Different people like that, you know. So they knew who was in front of them.
So you would do so many hours listening on the set, and then what did you do? How did you spend the rest of your night?
Well, as I go back, I was a couple of hours sleeping, and I saw that I was ready for that. And there was somebody on guard who couldn't wait for it. You know, about 10 minutes before I was gone, to go to work, have a good watch, and I enjoyed that. And drying up and then go with some tea. If the major's awake, then I blew up and you have a drink of tea. You might go inside the major's in there. So I see that I nice good sleep, so you have a drink of tea in it. No, they have been cooking that.
What other sort of duties would be performed? What other things were there to do? I presume there'd be guard duties.
Yeah, if I wasn't like that, something like that was on guard or something. If I wasn't on the set, I wasn't on the set every night, I would imagine the guard on the patrol, you know, the trenches. And down the ground, I hit that number. Go down there to see if everything was already down there. And I know the Queen's, the Duke, she said, sleep down there, keep watching them. And I said, well, look, they're usually going to work. Like I watched them then. We just started patrolling the back of the hill. That's why I didn't do any patrols out in front. You guys get a patrol coming through you.
Yeah, were they active most nights?
Yeah.
And A Company, do they send them patrols out?
Yeah, that's what I was going to do. Sometimes they might be with a rest engine. When it was A Company, they send a patrol out, you know, to get moving. We had to go through the company now and just speak to them. There was no other lads. And, you know, I didn't have it. And go up to get back all right. And, you know, I went to company when they were back, just a few years. Things like that. You know, the time used to fly there. And that was the first time I moved over there. It was an airplane up. I nearly died the first time I heard it. And it was a Chinese, one of these airplane, that's what you call it. And it was a woman's voice telling me, you know, speaking to me, go home, you know, your mother's bad and things like that, and that. Propaganda. And I knew she said the first time I heard that. But, you know, it was a woman's voice, you know, and I couldn't, and then we got to know her. And it was like a bad thing to see.
So, a loudspeaker.
Down at the front line.
Do you remember what they were saying?
Yeah, you know, the Americans are skating over with families, but in England and all the different things. You know, propaganda. Honest. It's frightening. I got to be the first time. I don't hear this. You know, the plane engine. But, and I think that's when they knew, like, that we just took over from the business. You know, they're trying to put a morale in that way. I think we just were waiting on the night right after that. It was just about 10 years ago, you know, because I don't really have to go there. Like, and we did command here, or the Americans. You know, so we are right there.
So, were the century rotors as well? Were there any particular points where you had to stand sentry guard? It must have been quite dark then, was it? Were there communication trenches to go to the back lines? So who was behind you in support then? Which you were in part of the 20th, weren't you?
The
Commonwealth.
The Commonwealth Division.
Yeah. Can you remember who else was within that brigade?
First Army Ambulance, and I think the 2nd Battalion was in the as well. Princess Petunia's Canadian Light Infantry, they were in. The Black Watch, they were in. And I think it was the King's Regiment? I think they were in with her. I think there's some more, you know, the other one at Gunners and Service Corps and Signals and everything like that. Mostly I think the old Gunners were Kiwis. When I had the Woodlands, I think. That was all good fight.
Was there much else happening then in general over in these night times? Were there wiring parties?
Yeah, you have to keep, you know, always keep checking the wire. You have a habit of cutting the wire.
Did you get much sleep? Not during the night.
Not really during the night, but I see the lights got the exact of 10.
What about daytime then? How did you fill the days in?
Well, if you had a good sleep during the night, sometimes you didn't do enough. Let's see, I'd have to go for a bath or something like that. I don't know whether I did it there, but I had come out the line and I played football for the battalion. It's good news. Yeah, I don't think I did it during that first time.
No, not that first period in the line.
I think it was to get the train pass to the front line.
So was there much activity from the enemy? Just talking about this first period that you were in the line, this first month.
Yeah, I think...
What about artillery fire? Was there much artillery fire?
You get that pretty well, yeah.
Day and night?
Yeah. When I say they always sent a shell, I was just to tell you there, and always would be prior to tell them that we were there. Then you had a, like you said, shooting tank. It was like, probably in the front line, you know. And we were kind of bad, and we used to fire if the Chinese heels were there. Many times I was something like that. Or maybe an airstrike in a hill, and I was sleeping jets or something, you know. We have something that's there. There was some ground because we had the artillery posted there now watching. If they saw a flash of a gun behind the hills, then I had a chance that they could pinpoint and send back and shells as they come out. And what did you try to do? Whistling death, you used to see it. You could hear it. The shells would turn, I don't know. Then you'd be watching. Yeah, it's in that way. But their hills was their woodland, the Chinese. I found that they weren't going to attack the world, just so.
So, with, I mean, you mentioned their shells coming over. Did they cause much casualties and much damage?
There was some of them in that land. I can't remember what it was. I think there were one or two.
Could you hear them coming over? Could you prepare for them?
Yeah, you could hear them. You didn't know where they were going along. You had to get home. You know, just in case. Yeah, we had one or two hid behind where we were, or on the front. You know, we knew we had a couple of some anger. So, yeah, I wanted to come over like that. Because this is the most common thing that both of us. They supposed to have been, one of these American big booms, you know, could fly over the field now, about some, what do you call them, big birthers or something, or something like that, right? He was a commander. And he was spinning.
So this was a daily occurrence?
Oh, yeah, he'd always got the shame, you know.
Mortars as well. Is it within mortar range?
Yeah.
Both ways.
Yeah. We weren't very far behind the big mortars.
Your own mortars. Were they the 3-inch mortars?
It's the 3-inch, I think.
Because you had your own mortar, didn't you? The smaller 2-inch.
Smaller 2-inch, I suppose. Those are the big ones. We need but also brother he was on the guns, machine guns and all. I've seen him, you know, because you know, but I said, you're an armor. No time was to see him come out, and that was his job.
Machine gun? Did the fire hunt the enemy guns machine guns?
No, it was on the night chases, you know. Just, you could see the chases, you know, the years.
So the Centurion tank was more or less a fixed thing, a kind of artillery, used as a kind of artillery piece.
Yeah. Well, later on when we did this attack, this hill we were at, we were going to attack the last of it, the Centurion.
That was later on. You mentioned aircraft and in this propaganda. Did you see much activity from the enemy in the air? So you never attacked from the air?
No, I didn't attack from the air. We were at the that was before we went before we swept the front banner and the American planes and the bomb there for the British landing.
Was that near you?
That was before I went out. We heard about the lights here. We used to have what we call Martins. That was like a purple, an orange, and a red sheet. And I think it's about. And it had different Martins out every morning, because I did get the job at the finish. Going down the end of the other night, and being in whichever way the cross or the white things. That way, or the pink one was that way, you know, you had to make sure so that when you come over, they would tell you that was the line. So I knew that the east side was Chinese. So I did get that job later on. I had to make sure that the man was looking off there. The main was about, you know, it was a red cross or a purple cross or a purple and white or red and white and pull out. I think that would come from that. situation.
I think you mentioned briefly before, and it was something I wanted to touch on, was did you have much experience of enemy sniping?
We had not the battle of it, but we were on the front. You know, we couldn't, we didn't have insurance that we had a good transfer all the time. There was always the one there, not in the boat anymore, probably a beer or somewhere, and then he's lying out in the body. So he left out, I don't know, he left there. That was when they, if there was anything, the winners used to try and pinpoint him, if you could see the flash, to send the mortars over, you know. And I think they wanted to chase like that, so you had to be careful of them. And you threw your head, which I was at the bottom, but I didn't, you know. You still had to be careful of them. Because it was where the line was, you know. The room of the line, it is. When you couldn't hear the Chinese was there, right? It was there.
Sort of diagonally across from you.
Yeah, the room was straight, you know. But the way you put it straight of the line, it is. You to the hook. That was a hook, you didn't need the hook because that was the bend in the line where we stood back over.
Where was that hook in relation to your unit then?
Where was it far up? That's where the Black Watch was.
The Black Watch in the hook area?
Yeah, they were probably hit there.
And you could see that from your position?
Yeah. And they agreed they probably hit there.
Was that why, is that during this first spell in?
Yeah, I think it was the first time I was in there. You know, I couldn't do anything about it. And we were probably hit me. I read the book and I went, you know, and it did. I didn't realize it was getting probably hit. So we read the book, really. You know, because the Black Watch and the Darrens were really obviously there. Even in Berlin, we didn't go, you know, and we went to Korea there. And the DLI and the Black Watch were obviously there.
And this first month in the line, was there very much, did you take part in any operations or any attacks?
No, I was doing patrolling.
You yourself didn't go out on any patrols during that first?
I didn't. Not then. I did go around to the front when I rode. I did go around to the fire and that's it. I never did a patrol. And the one thing I'm glad I never did was the standing patrol.
Because there were different types of patrols, weren't there?
Oh yeah, you got the fight patrol, there was about 15. And the fight patrol, what we call 11. And there was an officer, there was 7, maybe even 2 boats, which I knew what they were. Sometimes a full platoon would come through you, and we all try and bring the opposition. You know, that's sometimes a deal.
Just looking for opportunity for a fight.
Yeah, I'm sure they were there. You know, because they did it. The Chinese, they did it. They were very lousy. Sometimes they didn't go out and make nothing. Never hear anything all night. Now that they had to be on their guard. So they had to be prepared.
What was the reactions to the men then to this first stint in the line, this baptism of fire, if you like?
Well, I think the gradually got used to every daily of life. We got into the routine, the new actually turned up true, went to eat, and things like that. And I think we just got into the routine. I mean, the mission was time to get out, put it that way. It was nice to see the meal come up, about 30 meal in the US on a night time, and you leave it very late. Just a bit of monotony or something, another parcel, you know, where it was good. Just break the monotony of what you do. You couldn't make the open letter. And I said, what was happening back home anymore?
Yeah, it must have been good for morale.
Oh, yeah.
What about bad news in letters?
This was the 8th one, I think it was in the 53 one, it was in the position. And the 45 one, it was. And we came in. and being a sister to him. And that was that. And his father died. You know, they, he couldn't get him. And, well, we all got it done. And he went out to the other night and saw it. And he did the hitching again. But people are there, because that's type of deal. And, you know.
He wasn't allowed compassionate leave. He couldn't get out. Were there many of them? Can you remember?
Yeah, there was always somebody. Yeah. Oh, it was always Billy Jones. That was regular. Yeah. Well, I was really, I wasn't there.
But what about your reactions? What about your officers? How would they? How do you think they reacted to the fighting?
No, I mean, we've been in the Second World War, so. In fact, there was a TLA, one of these blokes that, you know, they left him without leave and things like that, and being sent to the Germs, and he wouldn't do anything. So that sent him back to the company. And when he was a national service lad, and he'd been about three or four years, but still made him do his time, he wouldn't do it. Well, what happened to him, I couldn't tell you. You know, that time, he didn't take that, you know, off the officer or anything like that. He wasn't, he didn't know whether he'd been out there before he went there. But the officers were good men, and he's a damn good man.
What do you think was the impact in general terms and morale and stress and fatigue?
Well, I think it was loose, and I was looking down and you. It was a month. You know, you were in there for a month, so you just.
So you knew when you. You the period of time you were going to be there.
We got told it was like a month. That was like the sort of thing we did in that time. So we didn't get told, you know, and things like that.
But so must have still been quite stressful being under fire constantly, almost daily.
Yeah, it was quite daily, like, you know, so I've got to do that.
I was going to say, did people show that they were frightened? People must have been frightened.
Well, I can't remember anybody really, they were very wary. Like the same old person was that he'd go around with the toys on the front. He let them get back, because he always had cans of DDT to carry in that, you know. He had to take his weapon. So he was loaded, you know, going through trenches and falling down and that. You know, cursing that, but I think that's took to it pretty well. Like, I did get the cursing, I wish I was out there, and you know, I wish it was time to get out and different things, you know. Oh, they were all sorted, I did that. But I think we were sitting down and we just did it. So we got over it, you know, just everyday life. It was a routine.
It was just a matter of getting into a routine and.
Yeah. But there,
So you never under particularly heavy fire during that first month?
No, not the first month. I remember, not really. We were never attacked. I see this large skirmish in the valley. Not any more ground to be like. I think it was one or two, appreciate that a little bit. And then that's come back again. So you're not bad. I think the other company, the other main company, lost some people, you know.
So morale was quite good, was it?
Yeah, I would say it was, yeah. You always had a laugh at that, didn't you? That was a good joke. So when you got there, you had to deal with it, didn't you?
Yeah. There were no examples of anybody cracking under the pressure?
No, I think nobody had done that. I mean, myself, I think I was pretty good spirit. Just didn't forget how to do it.
Everybody in the same boat.
Yeah, they were all there. Just did. We were getting used to it.
So was camaraderie good?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it was a really customer. I know. Jones. So, yeah. What do you do, like?